Army soldier charged for using classified intel on polymarket bets. Federal prosecutors have charged a U.S. Army soldier with using classified military intelligence on Venezuela to win more than $400,000 on polymarket, according to reporting from Decrypt on April 24, 2026. The soldier allegedly placed bets tied to Venezuela-related political and military outcomes while holding access to classified briefings on the same subject matter. How the indictment lays out the trades, according to the charging document cited by Decrypt, the soldier held a security clearance that gave access to internal assessments of Venezuela's political trajectory and U.S. military posture toward Caracas. While that access was active, the soldier allegedly routed funds into Polymarket and placed concentrated bets on contract markets whose outcomes tracked events the classified material covered directly. Prosecutors framed the trades as both a criminal misuse of classified information and a securities adjacent violation. The dollar figure, over $400,000 in profit on the platform, is the specific number cited in the filing and reporting as of April 24, 2026. Why Polymarket matters here. Polymarket has spent the last year trying to shed its reputation as a retail betting site and present itself as a legitimate information aggregation venue. That pitch relies on the assumption that traders bring independent analysis to each contract. Inside information prosecutions puncture that assumption. The platform now sits in the position traditional exchanges faced decades ago. Once a venue reaches enough volume that participants can profitably trade on non-public information, regulators and prosecutors start applying securities-style integrity standards to it, whether or not the underlying contract is legally a security. This is the second high-profile prediction market integrity case this month. Kalshi banned three U.S. political candidates for trading contracts tied to their own campaigns. That case was civil and platform-initiated. This one is federal and criminal. The classified information angle changes the calculus. The Kalshi case involved candidates trading on information they controlled through their own actions. The Polymarket case involves a government employee trading on information the government itself classified to protect U.S. interests. That distinction matters for three reasons. First, the underlying crime is the unauthorized use and effective disclosure of classified material, which carries substantially heavier penalties than market manipulation alone. Second, the trading record on Polymarket becomes evidence of the classified leak, not the primary offense. Third, the case creates a new template for counterintelligence. Prediction markets produce detailed public records of who thinks what and when, which can be used to backtrack toward people with non-public access. For Polymarket itself, the case cuts both ways. The company can truthfully argue it was the venue that helped prosecutors identify the misconduct, since its order history is public and pseudonymous, but not anonymous. At the same time, every case like this feeds the argument that prediction markets need the same surveillance infrastructure equity exchanges run. What traders and operators should expect next? The near-term consequences are narrow. A single soldier's trades are not large enough to affect Polymarket's liquidity or the platform's standing with regulators. The market structure does not change because of one indictment. The medium-term consequences are broader. Federal agencies with classified programs touching tradable topics, Venezuela policy, Ukraine aid, Federal Reserve decisions, major elections, will now face internal pressure to monitor prediction market activity by clearance holders. Expect new internal compliance policies at the Department of Defense, State Department, and intelligence community that explicitly bar employees with relevant clearances from trading on these platforms. For retail traders, the takeaway is simpler. The order book on these platforms is public, and prosecutors are now treating it as an investigative record. Participants who trade adjacent to any non-public information they hold through employment are visible by default.